Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Everyday Messages with Amy Barilla, the Reiki Girl in Las Vegas, providing you modern intuitive mentoring and messages from the other side. Welcome to the show.
Hey everyone, happy Friday. Here we are meeting up again on the airwaves for another episode of Everyday Messages with yours truly, Amy Barilla, the Reiki Gal. I'm really happy to hang out with you on this Friday. We've got a great topic for this week's episode, but I need to correct a little bit of feedback, so I need to communicate with production for just 1 second, so give me a minute while this gets rectified. I'm hearing feedback on the TV stream side. Just bear with me. Hang on 1 second. Okay, yeah, I'm getting a lot of feedback here. Oh, we've got a little bit of a glitch going on here. I'm hoping to correct that. Otherwise, I'm going to have to mute my microphone on the TV stream side of things because I'm not understanding what's going on. So I'm just going to go ahead and mute it. Let's see. Hang on, do you have your phone muted? Hang on a second here. Sorry about that, guys. Everything you need your phone on, though. I do. Okay, yeah, I'm on speaker, so I'm not really sure what's happening here. But I don't have a picture feed of myself on the stream side. You gotta love technology, but we're still gonna have. Okay. Okay, I just got word that they are working on it on their end, so I'm just going to keep talking, and at least on the radio side, you can all hear me. Okay, so how's everybody doing on this Friday? Obviously, we're having some technical difficulties. So I've had to mute my microphone on the TV side of things and the stream for the TV. I don't know why it's not coming up, but we'll take care of that later. I'm not going to worry about it because it's a beautiful day. I want to welcome everybody to this week's episode of Everyday Messages with yours truly. For those who are just tuning in for the first time, my name is Amy Barilla. I am your host of this show each week on Authentic You TV and radio. I'm happy to be here, and the whole purpose of this show is providing you with practical spirituality and mentoring and really great motivation and inspiration. That's who I am, and that's what I do. I've been doing this type of work for over 8 years. I started out having a full-time Reiki practice here in Las Vegas, Nevada, back in 2008, focusing on women and children, especially children with behavior needs. And then earlier this summer, I decided it was time for a change. And so I'm going to transition into doing all my work through technology. So I now connect with all you guys from all over the globe, which is really fascinating and exciting to me, offering you mentoring and providing readings. And so today, if you're listening out there and you'd like to call in and talk to me live on the air, you are more than welcome to do so. The call-in number for the show is 917-889-3818. And I'll give you a little bit of rundown in case you're new to the show of how this process works between us. Each week we come up with a theme, or I channel or download a theme that I think could benefit all of you listening and could provide some motivation and inspiration. Because let's face it, we're living in a time where life kind of gets sticky, ugly, and messy. And so we always want to meet you at the level that you're at versus where others would like you to be. Okay, so we work with what we have, and we work within a practical scope of things. That's why I love doing this kind of work. I'm also an intuitive, I'm a Reiki master, and I do a lot of writing of channeled messages, providing inspiration and support to all of you, and I love doing that. And if that's something that's up your alley and you would like that daily kick in the fanny, I suggest that you connect up with me by visiting my main website at thereikigal.com. You can sign up for your daily messages there, or you can find me on Instagram at ReikiGalReality, and you can find me on my Facebook page, which is The Reiki Gal LLC. All right? So, are you ready to hear this week's theme? It's a good one. Our theme for this week is the art of flexibility. What does it mean to be flexible? We tend to live within this physical vessel, and humans can be stubborn. There's no doubt about it. I take a dose of this medicine all the time myself, so I'm not removed from this theme today, trust me. So our theme is centered around flexibility and what that all means. And sometimes, you know, we get in a place where our heels are dug in so tight and so deeply that we feel it's either our way or the highway. However, wouldn't it be wonderful if we learned to embrace a new energy, look through another lens, tell a better story, where we could release our vice grip on the reins of always having to be in complete and utter control? What would happen? Would the sky fall? No. But what would happen, and you'd embrace a new stream of energy that would allow you to let up a little bit. I mean, I take a dose of this medicine myself, so trust me, I'm right there with you. And before we take our first caller on the air, I want to finish this thought, is that when you let up just a little bit, and we're not talking by leaps and bounds, just a smidge or a skosh, what happens is that everything about us and the situation tends to shift and change. And when we allow that shift and change to come into our life, we see more opportunity for growth, abundance, awareness, and expansion. What a novel concept, huh? So our theme is the art of flexibility. That's our intention of our time together this morning. And I also like to pair the theme with a color, because I feel that as humans, we're very visual beings. We can close our eyes and we can focus on a color or a thought. And so our color for today is gray. All right, now I know even when I picked this color for you guys, because I sit and I fan out the deck and I say, okay, what does everybody need to be infused with today? And when I picked this, I was kind of like, ugh, gray. But then I'm like, no, cancel that thought out, because there's a reason this color is surfacing for you guys. And the gray ray is all about learning to sit still for just a few minutes and scanning your body and focusing on where those blocks or stagnant energy or things that need to clear or heal are resting within you. And what happens is when you scan yourself and you focus on the gray ray, those parts of us that need healing or clearing, come into our frame of awareness. All right. So let's just say you're scanning yourself and, you know, you've had some stuff going on in your life and it's affecting your heart space. All right. Heart is love, trust, understanding, compassion, forgiveness, empathy of self, and of course of others. And so if you scan yourself focusing on the gray ray and you stop at your heart and it comes into your frame of awareness that there's pieces of you in this energy space that need clearing and healing, you can ask that divine healing intelligence to help you release those blocks and have you focus on a brand new healing, vibrant color that will replace the gray so that you can heal and clear. Pretty awesome, huh? Okay, so With that being completed, I'm ready to take our first caller for this week's episode on the air. We've got Kate on the line. Hi, Kate.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good. What can I do for you? What's going on in your world?
A lot of things seem to be happening in September that are good. Things seem to be busier. So, just anything about transitions and heading into a busy fall, and
yep.
I need to find a new place to live, and all, you know, lots of things happening in September.
Yes, the ninth month for you is definitely going to be a month of transition. It's a cycle of change, and it's good that you have that focus and awareness that this is coming. And
yeah.
You know, you've done a lot of work leading up to this point, so it's important because in September we're still at the tail end of our summer months, where you've taken the spring and the summer to plant those seeds and kind of grow your crops for abundance, if you will, and
yeah.
prosperity. But yeah. don't forget that once September comes, you're still in summer, and to keep focused on the energy of the tail end of this harvest season.
That means what? I mean, doing what? How do you?
So that means that just because you've done all this work and you're going through this transition, it doesn't mean that the work is over. There's still a lot
oh,
of
yeah.
on a positive level, on a very positive level, okay? As far as moving, are you looking to get a roommate?
sorry, I'm flexible.
Okay, because there's a roommate possibility floating out there. It's kind of off to the side. It's kind of in your field of vision. It's floating around in your orbit. So if you're flexible to it, which is good because that's our theme for today,
right.
I think it's important that you keep your eyes open for that and be mindful that if that roommate comes into your orbit, it's temporary.
Okay.
Okay. Education is going to be a big thing for you rounding out 2015. So knowledge is power. That's a big theme for you heading into the end of the year, is that your
okay.
knowledge is power. Are you going to school for something?
No, not yet.
Not yet. So you're thinking about it.
Well, I mean, not an official school, not like a degree program, but just maybe classes.
Yep, yeah, and it doesn't, knowledge is knowledge, school is school, a class is a class,
right.
It doesn't, you know, it's just that you're at a point where you're looking to bring in new information into your life, and you're kind of like a sponge.
Okay, yeah.
So absorb as much as you can. On the other side of things, it's important that for everything you're absorbing, you need to take time to be good to yourself as well, so get off your feet a little bit.
Yeah, I like
yeah.
to, it kind of sounds opposite, but I like to take walks, actually. I like to walk long walks along the ocean or the park. That's kind of how I unwind.
Sure, and that's wonderful, but they're showing the image that, like, rubbing your feet and stuff like that.
Oh,
like,
okay, right. Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. Just be good to you. Go get some reflexology. Get off your feet.
Yeah.
Let someone take care of you. But the good part is that every time you're near the water, you know, water is all about emotion. Anything that's centered around water is looking at what emotions you need to release. So cast any burdens or worries or even fears out into the ocean and let the current remove it for you, bringing
mm-hmm.
you back to center. Okay, because it's very therapeutic for you to be along the water, and you almost talk to God when you're doing that. It's very uplifting for you. But when you're unburdening yourself, be sure to
right.
release that into the water.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. I'm actually would like to extend. I'm in a temporary apartment right now with a roommate. And I'm supposed to be out September 1st, but I want to ask for a month extension so I could
mm-hmm.
go visit my family.
Yep. Great. What are you worried about?
He'll say no.
You know, I don't really think he's going to say no, to be quite honest with you, because You know, it's another month's income for him.
Yes.
And you've been a good tenant, correct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Better than he takes care of the place.
Okay. Well, there you go. So he's not a stupid man in that sense. I mean, you might have that inner thought about him, but on the pragmatic side of things, he really isn't a stupid man. So, you know, give him the benefit of the doubt and just say, I need another 30 days, you know, here's the money or whatever.
Yeah,
and go visit your family. Yeah, your family misses you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to hug and love on them for a little bit.
Yeah, my dad is used to me being next door, so it'll be good.
Yeah. You're a daddy's girl. He misses his baby girl. And where are you in the birth order?
The baby.
Yeah, that's why I keep referring to you as a baby girl, because that's really how you are to him. Literally and figuratively, you're kind of the favorite.
Well, I take care of him. I spend a lot more time with him, I think, than anyone else. So it goes both ways.
It goes both ways. And you know what? What a blessing and a gift that you have between the two of you, that you can honor him in that way. You know, because as we get older, when we're young, we don't really focus on the fact that our parents are ever going to get older. And then we get older, and then all of a sudden they're older too, and it's like, how did this happen? So, you know, the table kind of turns and shifts, and we have this newfound appreciation for who they are and what they've done for us throughout our lives. So when you're with him, you know, those thoughts will pass through your mind too. How great that you live by the water. Are you in California?
Yeah, the Bay Area, so I could go to the ocean on the bus. You know, I can just 10 minutes out there, I can be out on the water.
That's really fantastic and beautiful. And a lot of people that have been calling in are by the water, so I must be attracting all you Bay Area ocean dwellers, which is great because then I live vicariously through you because I'm here in Las Vegas in the desert where it's so dry. And, you know, I think of being in California, so I appreciate you calling in. So, yes, five, next month is like the number five. It's a cycle of change and transition, so continue to keep your energy levels high in terms of what you've been planting, and that's an energetic term, you know, the seeds of abundance that you've been planting over the summer, you're still bringing in this crop. So keep your energy and thoughts about that in a prosperous state. Are you working? There's job stuff coming up too.
Well, yeah, I've been working just kind of, you know, I moved, so just kind of like holding together jobs, but not really what I want. You know, I want my own business. I've been trying to move my own business to a new city.
Yeah. You offer a service, correct? You're service-based.
Yeah, exactly. Service-based.
You're service-based. Okay. Okay, here's the thing. Don't get frustrated and discouraged, okay? What you want to do is coming, but you just have to, you get really irritated quickly because it's not happening as quickly as you want.
Yes.
And, wow, you've got a lot of technology stuff around you. Are you a computer whiz or a computer junkie? Or are you?
Oh, opposite. No, the city is technology, and I'm not technology.
Okay, yeah, because you've got a lot of technology stuff swirling around you. So keep at it patience-wise, because I say by October, and I know at mid-July, you know, 3 weeks into, or
it's
August,
short.
Rather.
It's short,
October seems like it's an eternity away, but once October comes, you're going to really start to see things move and pick up the pace a little bit, but be patient. You've got to do some networking, though.
Yeah, exactly.
But is networking something that you don't like doing?
I'm pretty good at it. I'm easy to talk to people and to meet people.
Okay. Yeah, you're easy for me to talk to. So, you know,
yeah,
obviously.
But it's my knowledge of technology, you know, like it's my website and my end of it I need to catch up on.
Okay, now that's why the technology.
So maybe that's the education part, that I need to take technology more, you know, more software that I need to learn, in a sense.
Yeah, I mean, and I understand that completely because I have someone do all my website.
Yeah, I'm a right brain person, not a left brain person.
Exactly. You took the words right out of my mouth. But there are some instances, and that's where flexibility comes in, where I have to say, okay, let me take the time to get some more knowledge about this, because if I know a little bit more, then more comes into me in this area or in other areas of my life. So, you know, keep that in mind too. Maybe, you know, let go of the grip a little bit and say, okay, I'll take a class, or you know, I'll ask some questions or get a consultation with someone so you can get that side up and going. So October is where you're going to see some stuff really pick up business-wise.
Right.
Okay. And they're also asking you to tuck a little bit aside for a rainy day.
Yeah, there's not any spare at the moment, but that would be great to have a anything to tuck aside.
Yeah. So, and don't, that's okay. We can embrace our greatness unless we appreciate the small things in life, okay? So even if it's $20 that's put off to the side, that is contributing. So please don't think it has to be $100, $500. You know where I'm going with that. So just take whatever is left, even if it's a $5, and say, thank you. I am creating, you know, this times 10 times infinity, so on and so forth. But start putting a little bit away, okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm a saver. I'm a naturally a saver, so.
Good. I like hearing that. I like hearing that.
Because I like to travel, so you got to have that ticket money put aside.
Trust me, I know. I love to travel, and it's like that wanderlust comes through, and it's like, ooh, where can I go next? So I completely embrace and appreciate that in you as well. And I'm really glad you called today. You know,
thank you.
Let me know what's going on. But embrace, you know, love on your daddy, because you are his baby girl.
I sure will. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, how sweet. I love talking to Kate. Kate, if you're still listening, I really appreciate you calling in. And next month will be a cycle of transition and change for you, but not to worry, because once October comes, you're going to start to see things pick up a little bit. So go talk to that landlord, see if he'll give you that 30-day extension with money in hand, and then take off and head to see your daddy and your other family members that long to hug and love on you too, okay? So if you're just tuning in, this is Everyday Messages with me, Amy Barilla, the Reiki gal, coming to you from Las Vegas. And our theme this week is the art of flexibility, letting up on that vice grip just enough so you can have a shift in awareness and perspective to bring more of that goodness and that good stuff into your life. And if you'd like to call in and talk to me on the air today, the number is 917-889-3818. And we're ready to bring our next caller on the air. Her name is Alfina. Hi, Alfina.
Yes, hello.
Hi, how are you, Alfina?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. What can I do for you? What's going on in your world?
I'm just wanting insights on love and relationships.
Okay. How long have you two been together?
Actually, we're not together. I'm just interested.
Right, but you've been friends, correct? You've known each other already, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you guys go to school together? Did you meet through a mutual friend?
No.
Okay. Help me out here. Give me some information on how you two actually met, because there's a couple of different things happening here. Does he or you have any children?
Yes, he does.
He does. Okay. And is there any issues surrounding the child aspect, like issues with the child's mom income or, you know, the amount of time that you might be able to spend with him because of the time he devotes to his little one?
No.
Okay, so there's no issues there. Yeah, I mean, there's just like a bunch of question marks over both of there's a lot of questions surrounding this relationship. So does he know that you have any interest in him?
Yeah, he knows.
Okay. And I think that there's a part of him that might be a little afraid, and it's not in a bad sense, if you will, because he wants to open up his heart, but he's also guarded and protective from past wounds and hurts. So I would say to you that if he's already aware that he knows of your feelings, to just have a little patience with him, okay? You got to have some patience, okay? Because there are things about him that he may not have shared with you yet, but he's got some old wounds and hurts that are kind of causing a door over his heart, and it's just for self-protection, okay? So be patient with him. Don't knock it out of the ballpark. If it's not happening in the time frame that you want, extend a little flexibility and give him some patience so that he can open up to you on his own, okay?
Okay.
So, you know, sometimes the information that comes through may not be what you want to hear, but it's what you need to hear, because you don't want to pass up a good man or a good opportunity, if you will, just because what's on the surface is not really what's on the inside. So they have to match up. So he's got to let his guard down a little more, and because he's got a little one that he's raising and responsible for, he's trying to balance everything out in his life. So be patient.
Actually, his kids are grown. There's
okay.
He doesn't have a little one, so.
Okay, but they are still to him in his mind, even if they're grown. You know, they're his babies. So, but there's parts of him that are guarded right now. So when I tap in and I look at him, I see a little bit of a heart wall, and it's okay. It's just that you need to exercise a little patience. That's where your flexibility comes in.
Okay.
So just be patient. Keep the lines of communication open. Remember that, you know, if you want to pursue this, to let him open up and unfold naturally, and he will. He just needs a little time. That's all. And I know you have... At some points you might get a little bit frustrated, but then just remind yourself to cancel those feelings out so you can regain your center and continue to keep that communication open with him, okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right, very good. Thank you so much for calling. Have a good day, okay?
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. As I was just saying to Alfina before we bring the next caller on the air, sometimes when we're dealing with relationships, and even if children are grown, many parents, I mean, I'm going to be 44 on my next birthday in February, and my mom still thinks that, you know, I'm her baby, and I'm an only child, so I can now understand why, as an adult, why she feels that way. So a lot of times, you know, the image of little ones still come through because that's how the person, you know, embraces them and feels about them. They know that they're grown up. My mom knows that I'm going to be 44, but to her, I'm still her baby girl. I'm her one and only, so we must embrace that. And a lot of times when it comes to matters of the heart, when we're working on new relationships, we must embrace patience, because we tend to have different styles of communication. And, you know, especially dealing with men, not all men are open books. Some are, and that's wonderful, and others just take some time to unfold before they see if this is something they feel good about or safe about, and so on and so forth. So for Alfina, just give it some patience, my love, and everything will work out always for your highest and best, okay? If you're just tuning in, this is Everyday Messages with the Reiki Gal. I want to give you a couple of opportunities to connect with me, because not only am I here to help you guys on the air, I'm also available for private readings where we spend an hour together and we just get right down to the nitty-gritty and map out what's happening in your world and things that need healing and clearing, and I love doing that. And you can find me for private sessions through my main website, which is thereikigal.com. You can also find me on Instagram at ReikiGalReality and on Facebook, join the online community, which is growing by leaps and bounds all the time, which I'm really happy and grateful for, which is the Reiki Gal LLC. All right, so we got another caller ready to come on the air. Her name is Kata. Kata, hi, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
I'm really good, thank you so much. What's going on today? What can I help you with?
I wanted to know if we could connect with the other side.
Say that to me again, because you broke up a little bit. I heard the other side, but I didn't hear anything before that.
I wanted to know if we could connect with the other side.
Oh, yeah. Do it all the time. My dad's my biggest cheerleader on the other side right now. He returned home on September 8th of last year. So, yeah, who is it specifically? Is it a maternal figure, a mother figure that you need some insight from, or your other angels and guides?
Well, I could talk to my mom or my grandmother, whoever's come through. I didn't really, you said maternal figure, so I assumed that somebody was already popping up, so.
Yep, they come in real fast, yeah. Oh, bless your mom. Your grandmother, though, I love her. I love her. Okay. Did you have any preachers in your family? Because not only is she holding a Bible, but she's preaching, so I don't know if she was the preacher or if you had preachers in your bloodline, or what?
I have preachers in my bloodline.
Oh, my goodness gracious, are they preaching? They're a little bit feisty about it, though. There's parts of you that, there's some old stories that you keep telling about yourself that they're begging for you to release to God. Let it go.
Okay.
There's old stories that you're telling about yourself. Now, when I say there are old stories, there are old things that you believe that you can't do. There are things that happened in your past that kind of float into your conscious mind that kind of bring down your energy a little bit. And these women behind me are preaching with fire that you please pray and finally let it go. It's time.
Okay.
It's time. And, you know, these things, they may not consume you on a day-to-day basis, but they're still embedded into your subconscious mind. They're like in the cells of your body, okay?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And they weigh you down. They're heavy.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
They're so heavy. I have to ask you, did you either adopt a child or give up a child for adoption?
Neither. It could be either. It depends why you ask.
Because they're telling me about this child that was, you know, up for the adoption. So I don't know if that's you per se or in your family.
So, okay. So there's two things. So when I was younger, my mother was dealing with some mental challenges. And so the state took me from her, but gave me to my grandparents. But then also I had a young cousin who was experiencing some stuff with his dad. And
yeah.
I took him in for a brief period of time. I didn't necessarily adopt him, but I took him in for foster care. But it was bigger than me that I feel guilty because I couldn't do the job. And I feel so guilty. Even though he's not my kid, I feel really guilty that I couldn't do the job.
Okay, now it's becoming clear. That's why they're stomping their feet and they're just saying, let that go. Let it go. Okay? You did the best you could with the tools that you had at that time. End of discussion.
Okay.
Okay? And, oh, yeah, I know. And probably after you hang up from this call, you may have a good cry about it, and that's okay. The emotions that come up from you and I having this discussion today are absolutely in a positive nature. They may not feel so positive. You might feel kind of shitty after we hang up. But I want you to trust me in this, and I want you to trust these powerhouse women that are standing behind me right now that are so close to me that I'm starting to sweat, that it is all for a higher purpose, that you're going to heal and clear from this. This is really a good opportunity to clear this stuff out, because it's been weighing you down. It's like shackles and chains and, a ball and chain wrapped around both your feet. You're hogtied from it. You're just all these things, all these images come through. And your heart, the heart is where you really need to focus releasing.
I have another question. Sure. Really quick. My hair. Is this going to stop with my hair?
Are you losing hair?
Yes.
Yeah. You're losing hair, and it's scaring you, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's all stress connected, okay? The guilt and the shame and the weight that you've been walking around with has erupted inside your body and has now manifested on a physical level, so you're losing clumps of hair. Yeah, I'm sure you are scared by it. You're like, oh my God, is there something wrong with me? So start working on healing this. Let these women help you from the other side, because I don't know if you ever walk around and notice you'll be somewhere and all of a sudden you feel like maybe tingling on the top of your head or on your shoulders or maybe down an arm, or you just have a feeling or a wave come over you. That's them. That's how close to you they are.
Well, I had a situation the other day. I have an ancestor table in the house, and my mother, my grandmother, and my granddad are on the table. And I was sitting in front of the table because that's where I go to talk to them. So I was sitting in front of them, and I just cried for about an hour. And there was a laundry bag on top of, like, a container. And the laundry bag slipped off, but it was, like, in the middle of the container. So it wasn't like it was on the edge. So I'm like, okay, that's you. I don't know which one of you it is, but that's one of you guys. So yeah. I wanted to confirm that I agree, that I know they're here. Like I said, I don't know who it is, but I know they're here. I know they're listening.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I mean, if you have a band of guardians, and they're strong, too, let me tell you. They are not someone you want to mess around with. And I say that with love and jest, you know, because they are... When they go home, when our loved ones go home, they still worry, okay? They still worry about those of us that are still earthside. So, you know, they don't panic, they just get worrisome. And so their energy is very frenetic. It's just, you know, it rises and it builds. So that's why they're standing so close to me. And I'm sweaty right now, I'm literally sweaty. So that gives you an indication of how close they're standing. So please give this up to God. Start praying for this release. Start visualizing this burden lifting from your body and going up to God or heaven or source for recycling. Because that's how I look at everything. Whatever's going on in our physical life, when we release that denser negative energy, if it's going up, it should be recycled so that it could come down as a renewable energy source. That's how I look at it. And it's pure and clean, and it not only benefits you, but it benefits many others who are also in need as well. So it's like you're really paying it forward by releasing your burdens and healing. That energy comes back in clean, and you're paying it forward.
Okay.
How
many of them are present?
There's like five of them standing behind me right now. We're going back quite a ways. So I've got, you know, your first line. But then behind me, these are like cousins and I don't know who the fifth person is. He's just standing here.
Okay.
He's just standing here, but he's saying he's connected to you. So it could be like a great-great-grandfather. But you have maternal mostly, but you have this man over here, and I don't know if you're watching me on the live stream side, but you can pull up, you know, in the next few days, the YouTube side of it, because they're standing off to my left.
Wow, so there's men and women, it's not just female.
No, you got a couple guys over here, but they're quiet, because the women have shushed them. So, you know, the women are taking front stage. They're doing all the talking, and they're kind of just saying, yeah, I'm along for the ride and to lend support. But they're still part of your tribe.
Okay.
You may not have even met them. You know, you definitely haven't met him.
Okay.
He was gone long before you came in, and you're you.
Okay.
So what's your homework? Let's regurgitate everything we discussed. What's your homework?
My homework is to pray on releasing this old stuff that's holding me back, because it is, and I feel very stuck in that. I need to forgive myself, one, for not being able to be a real guidance for this young person, and then two, also to release some other stuff that's within me that's holding me back, like the negative tape that's playing. I need to release that.
Yep. And it's primarily in your body. It's focused at your heart space, your heart center. As I mentioned earlier on this episode, the heart is containing love, trust, understanding, compassion, forgiveness, empathy of self and of others.
Okay.
And you know, a good mantra or affirmation is, you know, last week it was just for today, you know, let it be. And I think for you, that applies to you this week as well. Just for today, I'm going to let this be. I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let it be, and I'm going to step out of the way.
Okay.
All right. And stay extra hydrated. Water is going to be key to this process. And you're really not a big water drinker, are you?
I am, but I'm not. I probably should be drinking more water. I'm not opposed to drinking water. I like water, but I probably should be increasing my water.
Yeah, you really need to, because when you're coming across dry and leathery, that's the energetic vibration of it. It's, you may think you're getting enough water, but, you know, your higher self is saying, yeah, but we really need a lot more. So, you know, make that a focal point of each day. Get a nice water cup or something that, you know, is visible, so you can just pull and take a few sips, you know, throughout the day and evening before you go to bed. You're probably going to have an emotional release. That's why water is key. And as this wave of emotion washes over you, let it out, let it up and off of you, and then thank it for happening.
I have been crying for the last week.
I know. And you're not done yet. You're not done yet. But this, okay. this has been a building up until this point. Okay. So everything that's happened up until you and I talking today has been a precursor for that final wave and release.
Okay. Okay.
All right. And don't fight it, because a lot of times I know when I get upset, I'm like, Jesus, you know, I'm so sick of being upset by this. I don't want to cry. And we try to stuff it and suppress it. Well, that really doesn't do us much good, because then it's just going to erupt in a different manner if we keep it contained. Case in point, you know, the issue that you shared with me about your hair.
Well, my hair, it's a two-part thing, because I was diagnosed with a particular alopecia from a chemical burn, so the hair mm-hmm. doesn't grow back. And mm-hmm. if the hair follicles become inflamed, it spreads. But I'm also dealing with a doctor who is very blasé-faire, and she's very kind of like, well, let's experiment. But every time I experiment with her, I'm experimenting with my hair choices. She's experimenting with her treatment, and I'm the one losing more hair. I can't do it anymore. And something in my mm-hmm. spirit was kind of just, so there was a two-part thing. One, I washed my hair, and my scalp went crazy. And two, something in my spirit said to me before I washed my hair, we need to find a new doctor. Now, I don't know if that was like maybe the other side who put something out there, or if that was really my spirit, but it felt strongly within my being that was like, we need to find a new doctor, because you're all over the place with this. So,
but when you stress, the stress is a big factor to it. And when you start clearing your heart space of this burden you've been walking around with for so long, then mm-hmm. that side of things is going to start healing and clearing up too.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
So go do your homework. Keep me posted on what's going on. And everything is going to be okay. And these women who are now stepping back so that I can, you know, stop sweating, want to remind you how much you're loved and supported. And they are just a whisper away. And so please continue to utilize them and the information that they can provide to you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. Can I still listen to the show?
Of course.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right. Talk to you soon. Thank you, my love.
You too. You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was a great call. I was sweating, okay? No lie, no exaggeration. When they step up close like that, and sometimes they aren't aware of boundaries a lot of times, depending on how long they've been on the other side, they forget that they too were once in physical form. And so it's kind of like they're so excited that their loved one has called in, and someone like me who's open to receive their information is here to help. They just want to crowd around you. So I don't take it personal. I just know that now I'm really happy that I'm not as sweaty. So I'm going to take a sip of water because we've got 15 minutes left in this show. My goodness, it went by so fast. And we have another caller that I need to bring on the air. If you're just tuning in, you don't have much more opportunity on this week's show to call in and get with me live on the air. So, you know, don't sit on your hands. If you've got a question that you want to ask, the number is 917-889-3818. You're listening to Everyday Messages with Amy Barilla, the Reiki gal from Las Vegas. Okay, I'm ready for James. Hi, James. You're on the air. You okay there? Hello, James? I don't know where James went. James is still there. And he can be brought up on the air, that'd be fantastic. Oh, drop the call. Okay. James, if you're listening and you want to call back in, I'd love to take your question on the air. And so here's what we're talking about today. We're talking about stuff that's centered around the art of flexibility. And flexibility is something that is important to have in our lives. A lot of us operate in the vortex of it's either my way or the highway, or always having to be in complete and utter control. And there are times where we have to remain in control in order for stuff to get done. However, when we dig our heels in so deeply and we grip those reins so tightly, we're really missing on wonderful messages and opportunities for new things to come into our life, all right? When we release just a little bit, that's when the energy of perspective and awareness increases, and new people come into our life, new opportunity comes into our life to have abundance and prosperity and love and receptivity. That's a big word for this week too, receptivity. Just for today, I am receptive. And a lot of times we need to remind ourselves of that, because it's very easy to just blurt out no. I've caught myself doing that a lot of times. Somebody will ask me something and my instantaneous answer is no. And then I'm like, why did I just say that? I didn't even give this any additional thought. So just for today, be flexible. Just for today, let it be, and lovingly get the hell on out of the way, all right? A lot more can happen when we step aside and let go of that resistance, okay? I mentioned earlier that I love working with you guys one-on-one, and it's such a joy and a pleasure for me to connect with you on FaceTime and on Skype, and a lot of times I'll meet with clients over the phone too. I no longer see anybody in person. I actually decided earlier this summer to close down my in-person practice, which was just about under 5 minutes from my house, and after 8 years, I decided it was time for a change, and I'm glad I made that decision. I listened to my heart and my spirit, and I knew in order for me to reach a wider audience, I needed to make some adjustments on how I conduct my business. On my website, you have a wonderful opportunity to click on a tab known as Phoenix Power. If you go to thereikigal.com and click on the Phoenix Power tab, you'll see a beautiful image of a phoenix. And if you're familiar with the story of the phoenix, that's the mythical bird who literally self-combusted, and out of the fire and the ash and the flames, this bird rose and regenerated itself as a symbol of renewal and new growth. And so the image on that page has a channeled message. And if you're going through any obstacle or challenge in your life, I highly recommend that you click on that tab, because every day I click on it and I channel and transmit power and energy and healing and all those wonderful things that the Phoenix bird symbolizes, so that you can pull from it. And then in turn, you can pay it forward, like I was saying to Kata earlier. You can pay it forward and transmit those same vibrations and energies out into the universe for many others to embrace and benefit from, okay? So you can click on Phoenix Power. When you're on that tab, not only do you gain the benefit of the healing energy of the Phoenix image and the mantra that goes with it, but there's a little button at the bottom where you can click on to my Etsy store, where you can buy some really wonderful Phoenix Power products. I've got an amazing line of power candles that just came out, and a Phoenix Power aromatherapy spray. And it really smells fantastic. And they're all locally made here in Las Vegas. They're hand poured, they're handcrafted, and the bottle has a channeled mantra. So you compare aromatherapy with the power of words. And the candle also has a power mantra. It says, stand strong and reclaim your power. It's a wonderful addition to any sacred space or altar that you might have at home or in your own healing practice, and they make great gifts as well. So you can click on the Etsy store and shop. There's also a wonderful flexibility spray. And so we're talking about the power of flexibility today, and I channel the wonderful flexibility spray, also locally, hand poured and created for me, so that it can be shipped all over the country to all of you. And I love mailing out boxes. They're always sealed with love and sent out with travel blessings. We're in our final 10 minutes. So if there's anybody out there listening and you'd like to call in and get a quick read, I'd be happy to help you. Otherwise, you know, you'll have to wait until next week, which is fine, but I'd hate for you to miss out, but I'd love for you to call then too. So if you'd like to call in, that number is 917-889-3818, and you can call in and get some perspective before the weekend. Take another quick sip of water. And I hope all of you have some fantastic plans for your weekend. It is Friday. It's been pretty smoky the past few days here in Vegas. We're getting some of that runoff smoke from the fires that I believe are rampant and spreading in Colorado. So the air quality has been kind of crappy here. So a lot of us have been staying indoors, and it's triple digits. And I'm not complaining, because every day is a gift. And every day that, you know, I'm here, I say, yeah, it's 112, but I'm alive. So I take the beauty and perspective that way. Okay. Also, too, connecting up with me, you get a great opportunity to tune into my power mantra messages that I post on my Facebook page and on Instagram and on the website. So it's always, some will message me and say, yep, that's the 2x4 I needed. And sometimes the messages that are delivered are not all fluff. Like I said at the top of the show, we live in a time and we have a physical experience that can be messy and thorny and sometimes complicated. And so the messages that I channel and share with you are always delivered with nothing but love and are always intended for your highest and best. And sometimes they might rub you the wrong way because it struck a nerve, because it's something you didn't want to hear necessarily, but you needed to hear it at that particular point in time. And when I look on my insights and I see how many of you are sharing it, they get like hundreds of shares a lot of times. So that's really wonderful that it's fanning out to all these other people that feel that someone needs to hear this, and then they share it, and then it just spirals out. So I really think that's fantastic. I'm happy to be part of the Authentic You Media team. They've been great to me so far. And this show is going to be airing Fridays now at 11 a.m. Pacific. So be sure to subscribe to the Blog Talk channel. These shows are thrown up on, well, not literally, but they're put up on YouTube. So you'll be able to tune in that way, so you can see who your host is and who this crazy person is that is giving these channeled messages and insights every week. Okay? And so next week, like I said at the top of the show, we have a different theme every week. and we have a different color ray every week. So as a reminder, we're talking about flexibility and the gray ray, which you'll see right here. And this is a card from the Secret Language of Colors deck by Ina Siegel, who's a wonderful intuitive, so I really enjoy using her deck. And the gray ray, say that 10 times fast, is used to sit and scan yourself, and where you feel that gray ray surfacing is a part of your body that needs some healing and clearing. Excuse me. So when you feel that coming through and you're scanning yourself and, oop, I'm stopping at my throat with that gray ray streaming through me, obviously that's bringing something to my point of awareness that needs clearing and healing. From there, you can ask that divine healing intelligence to please remove that block or that stagnancy from, for example, my throat chakra, and replace it with the vibrant color of green or blue, which is the color of the throat chakra anyway. All right, are you following me? Makes sense, right? And then we always want to round out our request with gratitude. It's very important that what we ask for in terms of assistance, we round out with a stream of gratitude. We can't have one without the other. It's that cause and effect. That's what creates the balance. All right. We're in our final couple minutes, and so if I think we're pretty much done for the week, I'm going to close the show just a couple minutes early. I want to thank everyone who called in this week. It was a joy and an honor and a pleasure to work with you. Please remember that any information that's streamed or transmitted is always for your highest and best, always delivered with nothing but love. And at times it may not be what you want to hear, but it's what you need to hear to help you move forward, okay? So until next week, I want to thank everyone. Remember to visit the website, not only for the Phoenix Power, but you can book your sessions with me and we can work one-on-one together. That's thereikigal.com. Join the fan page on Facebook, The Reiki Gal LLC, and connect up with me on Instagram at Reiki Gal Reality. All right, so until next week, remember, let go on that vice grip. Let those heels out of the dirt just a little bit, or cement for some of us. And remember that when we let up just a little bit, we allow a new form of perspective to come into our life and orbit, and it allows new opportunity to filter in. So before always wanting to say no right away, take a step back, let up on those grips and say, let me think about this. Let me have a different perspective, because if I shift that within me, it will only make me more receptive. All right? So until next week, have a fantastic weekend. Thank you so much for your support. I'll be back on the air 11 a.m. Pacific next Friday. And until then, many blessings and have a prosperous week. Bye-bye.